There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Sheerlacks Weekly Highlights Podcast with me, Georgie Corridge-Cole. This week, I'm joined by Rosie Cherrington, Astrid Carter, Laura Black, and our special guest, Chloe Samwell Smith, better known as Chloe Loves to Shop. I had to think quite hard about the surname. Anyway, you're Samwell Smith, so you're a double S, like me, a double C. And was that your husband's name, Samwell
Smith? It was, yes. I was a power before.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, so I thought, yeah, it was a difficult decision, but I took his name in the end. But Chloe Power was a good name.
Yeah, that was a good name. So it was a decision.
It was a decision.
Did you think about it?
We did, and we thought Nick Power might be quite a good, strong name for him, but he's the only Samwell Smith, so we hoped we'd have a boy and it would eventually pass on.
And you have had a boy.
We have had a boy.
Because we wrote an article about whether you should, in this modern age that we live in, of, you know, girl power and all, should you take his name? And we put something on Instagram about the fact that, you know, should you take his name?
Yes.
Or no? And the comments were so nice.
Really? Comments. There were so many.
We nearly had as many comments as the response we had to watching a wife give birth is like watching a favourite pub burn down.
Oh,
and honestly, our readers were absolutely furious. Sheerlacks, I'm not going to subscribe anymore. I'm outraged. Anyway, one woman wrote,
it's a quote. It's not like, I don't know, like, that's why we're doing it. It's an ethos or whatever. It's just a quote.
It's just a quote. And one woman wrote, and I was like, bravo, whoever you are. She said, well, I've actually got a sense of humour, unlike other people.
Yeah.
And this made me laugh shit up. So I was like, good for you.
Good for you.
But anyway, the one about should you take his name was getting quite a bit of input last night.
And actually, yeah, I was going to say,
both. Actually, I think, yeah, quite mixed. And actually, a lot of women saying yes, they would. I think probably yes, they would came out on top. Aww.
Yeah. I'm quite traditional, so in everything. So I think it just felt normal.
Yeah.
And I guess quite exciting to get used to a new name, and you know, you have changed a bit, and that you've got married, and I know that shouldn't change you, but you know, it does a bit. You're in a different phase of your life, and it's quite nice to have something new to get used to.
Yeah, I think so. I think it really appeals to lots of people. I'm not a raging feminist. I just married a Jones. That's all. Let's talk about the three things you need to be happy in London, apparently, because if you thought the only way to live well in this expensive city was by earning big bucks, apparently it might be time to reconsider. The newly released Living Well Index has revealed three things that are far more important than earning a big salary, and they are a good night's sleep. According to a study, sleep quality is the most important factor in how good we feel, sex life satisfaction, and job security. What would you say?
Sleep. For me, number one.
Are you a good sleeper?
Really good sleeper.
Are you? What's your secret?
I have a thing on my phone that tells me when to go to sleep. If you want 10 and a half hours, now's the time to go to sleep.
Ten and a half?
Yeah, I get loads of sleep.
Wow. I
get slightly twitchy if I'm out of an evening and I can see it's getting to 11 o'clock and I think I should be in bed an hour ago. I love it. I think it is, well, it heals us, doesn't it? So if there's anything wrong, you need to just sleep it off.
Do you actually sleep for the whole solid 10 and a half hours, or do you just go and like spend a bit of time chilling out? You actually sleep for it.
So I get... quite embarrassing now. I get into bed about half past
What's your
eight.
Routine?
Eight.
God,
I thought
I
was
bad. Your husband?
Well, he's the same though. He's the same. He's watching Netflix usually on his iPad, and TVs are completely redundant in our house now. No one watches them, and so he's up there anyway. We're not doing much talking. That it's probably.
You're not having much of a catch-up.
We save it to the weekend too. It's just, you know, week's too busy.
Yeah.
So then I start kind of winding down. I post on Instagram. I have about an hour of engagement after that. And then it's kind of lights out by 10, 15 latest.
Oh, okay.
And you say an hour of engagement. I'm jumping ahead. But are you quite strict?
Yeah, I have to.
Do you
to
have
be.
Your windows where you can be on Instagram?
I have to be. During the day, it's all day, because it's constant, and because I story quite a bit, it does eat into every bit of the day, which is fine, but at night and in the morning, I have to be very strict. Post a little bit of engagement and then switch off, otherwise I'm on it And I've stopped scrolling as much as I have done in the past because it just
And when you say scrolling, do you mean reading people's comments? Yeah,
no, reading the feed, you know, my
Looking feed. At your feed.
I follow lots of people and I love that because I get inspiration from that. And
but you've got no evening before you know it.
Exactly. It just eats up hours of your day otherwise.
Yeah. So you have your hour and then do you read?
I try to read. I set myself a goal of a chapter a night, which isn't much, but it's a challenge
Laura,
for
does
me.
That feel? Laura says you can do 2 pages.
I literally do 2 pages and I'm like...
That's what happens to me. It really knocks me out. So, yes, and perhaps, you know, episode of something if I'm really gripped by a series. I'm saving Ray Donovan, so I'm about to start that and I know what's
Sorry,
to start
Ray
that.
Donovan?
Not of it.
No.
Oh,
I've not watched it, but everyone's talking about it. I think it's
It's meant to be the king of box, you know, series.
Oh, really? Is it Neish Narcos the weekend? So I'm all ears.
Oh, it's gold.
Oh, really?
It's gold. Yeah. Apparently.
Okay. Netflix.
I think Amazon Prime. If you okay. Have it.
I'm honest. How about you all? What do you think? 3 things to be happy in London. Sleep, sex, job.
The most shocking thing was the statistic that for a typical person, if you increased your sleep to someone that was really satisfied with their sleep, it's kind of the happiness equivalent of earning over 4 times as much disposable income, which is mad if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could buy so many bags.
I'm not sure that's true. For me, anyway. I think I'd take the 4 times as out of it.
And we won't talk about sex life. Out of fashion because that's a bit personal for podcast, but job security,
I think,
what do you think?
Definitely, especially in the kind of industry that we work in and a lot of industries that my friends work in. Maybe it's the age I am, we're all kind of climbing the career ladder. Compared to friends I have that don't live in London, job is much more important for people who do live in London. I think so.
Yeah, I think I'd agree.
Like a lot of people come to London for a particular job or a particular industry.
Yeah,
hungry, exactly.
Yeah,
so
I would also say that a decent commute. I'm lucky enough that I live Astrid. Gosh, this is one of the things not making you happy. London.
Astrid
from one side of London to another.
Rosie's is worse.
Mine's, I've got like a little extra step.
She's got an extra
on top
step.
Of Astrid.
Yeah. What,
which is?
The overground. I get the overground from Hackney to Highbury, the tube from Highbury to Vauxhall, and the train from Vauxhall to here. So it's fine going back, but in the morning it's just so busy.
In the morning, it's horrendous.
But
you just get used to it. Like, I can't even remember my commute this morning.
Really?
Because it's
just blinkers,
zone out, autopilot.
Yeah. I do think things like Audible and podcasts, though.
Makes a huge difference.
Really makes. Or actually just having said that, reading. Mm-hmm. I used to get the bus to work and I used to just love it. It's actually one of the things, one of the few reasons why I'd quite like a commute.
Yeah. I find it quite hard to read on the commute because I guess if you're on one train, one bus, it's fine. You can kind of just sit and zone out. But when you're kind of changing, that's why Audible and things like that are so useful because, you know, you don't always get a seat and it's hard to read
with
someone's arm on your face. So, yeah, I love podcasts. It's when I tried to do it without it, I was like, you're kind of just counting down the minutes till you get there.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, I wish it was like 10 minutes longer so I could finish this kind of episode and stuff. So I would definitely recommend that for anyone with a
long commute. Thank God for podcasts. let's talk about over-apologising. Chloe, how many times do you reckon you say sorry every day?
Countless. I'm really bad at this.
You're that person who says sorry before they ask the question.
It's awful.
I know,
I really need to work on it. I say sorry for everything.
I know you do. But apparently, all these sorries are actually public rejections.
Of yourself?
Of oneself. Yeah. And it's actually really weak. I hear myself do it to people. I hear myself do it to my team the whole time. I apologise. And I'm thinking, I hear myself doing it and I know I shouldn't be apologising. Are you the same?
Yeah, I start every sentence with, I'm so sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
It's really not necessary.
I'm so sorry to bother you. You are being paid to do this. You are being paid for me to bother you, but I'm still going to apologise anyway. You could be, you know, on Instagram or something else. I know, I think it's terrible. It's a real female thing, though, isn't it?
I think it's a really British thing.
It is a British thing. But what do you say instead? Because if someone bumps into me and they don't apologise, I'm like, oh. Person. Like, or something.
You bump into someone, you've done something.
But just like a little accidental
bumps
brush.
Into me, I'll say sorry.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I do that.
Why did I say sorry?
That's so true. Well, apparently, and I liked this, instead of saying sorry, try and say thank you for being patient, or for being kind, or for being...
But if you said that, you'd sound...
Like Wally.
Yeah, like Wally.
Yeah, true. Anyway, I think it's about having confidence in yourself.
Yes.
Apparently.
So apparently you should say sorry for when you've done something that you know is wrong, not like an accidental thing. If it's like an accidental thing that hasn't actually hurt someone's feelings, then you should use these things instead, okay. I think, apparently.
What are the other things you think you say all the time that you shouldn't say?
I always say, well, it's actually a lot of time I write it in emails, the word just. Like, I just
want
to check in with you. Like, you don't need the word just, like, be to the point.
Yeah.
It just makes everything sound really weak. Someone I've really tried punchy. To stop writing jazz.
I interviewed someone last week and she said kind of every other sentence. Not even every other sentence, every sentence. And it got to the point when I thought, I need to stop you right now and tell you to stop saying kind of. I didn't, I bottled it. But I was sitting there and I was thinking, this is just too much. I can't concentrate on what you're saying because it's coming out. Anyway, we were saying the other day, I didn't write your children, but my daughter keeps saying like.
Like.
And she's six. Yeah. And I'm thinking, this has just got to stop. This is only going one way.
I think the only way to stop it is to point it out every single time they say it.
My mum did that to me.
That becomes very annoying. And eventually you do just stop. Because I store it every day. I'm very aware, because you play it back before you post it. So I'm very aware of all these little, you know, awful, annoying things that I do. One of them is just, there's another one, I can't remember what it is now. Actually.
Genuinely. I always struggle with the difference between generally and genuinely. Am I the only one? I have this real thing, as I hear myself saying it, I have to really stop concentrate. Yourself. Which one am I trying to use?
Yeah. Like it's terrible.
Like it's terrible. Let's talk about being vegan. Is anyone here a vegan? Vegetarian?
Part-time vegetarian.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were a vegetarian.
Well, I just go off
meat. Part-time vegetarian? What is that?
I don't think I've ever said that out loud before. In my head. I'm not going to say it again. I just like have faces so I really go off meat and I can't stand to eat it. And then other times I'm like, I just need a steak every day. I don't understand.
But apparently, there we go. You say apparently on this a lot. But I referenced the guy who founded Bowl, didn't I, on one of the podcasts. Which are plant-based.
Oh, yes. I actually was listening to that as I was walking through Tesco, walked past the bowl thing. It was weird.
And he actually rebranded the chicken was their weird. Biggest seller, and they rebranded to be plant food only. Not because he thinks the whole world should be vegans, but because with the size of the population, there's just not enough meat and fish to... It's not sustainable. So he is on a mission to make people eat more plants. So I think you have to call yourself a part-time vegetarian, but yeah, I think you can just limit the amount of...
Yeah, I definitely think there are some really important reasons not to eat meat. But also I think if you're looking at the effect that your diet has on the greater world, importing food from other countries, beans and pulses, avocados, it's having a really devastating effect on the people who they don't have food to eat because they're selling all their food.
When the quinoa craze blew up, is it Bolivia? Where like pretty much all they eat is quinoa. It was like their staple. And now it's so expensive to buy quinoa there. But obviously even Tesco is like
$200. Where does it come from, quinoa?
I don't actually know.
South America, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, but
where did we get them? It's like
a seed, isn't it?
See?
It's a seed.
Yeah,
it's a
weird.
And avocados. Who's
suffering from
avocados?
There's like a lot on the streets for avocados. Yeah. A huge piece
of avocados are like the new cocaine.
That's getting on Instagram. Love it. Just give me that.
It's never been easier to be vegan, though. That is
it has.
Thing.
Over the past decade, the number of vegans in Britain has risen by 360%. I mean, no one was a vegan.
But I think there's that thing on Netflix, isn't there? There's so many.
Cowspiracy.
I don't want to watch them because I just think...
I live in denial.
After I wrote this piece, McDonald's tested their first McVegan burger. It's actually called the McVegan burger in Finland.
What else?
And if that's successful, I guess they'll be rolling it out in other countries. So literally everyone is doing it. Everyone's getting on board and it's doing really well.
Yeah, I can't say I'm going to join the vegan trend and movement anytime soon. From vegans to fasting, because positioned as the weight loss solution for foodies, intermittent fasting allows you to eat normally alongside periods of a restricted calorie intake. But is a diet when you eat what you want most of the time actually good? Too good to be true? I don't know. What do you think? Have you ever fasted?
Never. And I don't think I could.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I'm a little an often person. I actually think my blood sugar... I think I probably fainted.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah,
I think it actually says something in the person if I did that.
I would pass out. Sugar, I'd be lying on the floor by 11 a.m. if I hadn't eaten anything.
They actually say if you do suffer from fluctuating blood sugar and stuff like that, fasting is not the one. So.
But I think it is brilliant. I mean, your sister and her husband swear by it, don't they?
She lost loads.
So they still do it?
Yeah, she lost loads of weight doing it.
And she's a real foodie.
Yeah, big time, which is why she did it, because it was discipline and then she could still eat what she wanted.
Yeah. It does say that you do need a bit of self-control. And I think this is where the sort of research has moved on a bit, because when the 5-2 started, there was this sort of belief that you could eat 10 Big Macs on the days that you weren't doing your 500 calories. But actually they're saying that when you finish your fast, you need to pretend the fast never happened, i.e. you don't reward yourself by eating some deep-fried Mars bars. You know, you stay relatively sensible. But I think the people that I know who've done 5-2, it just sort of changes your mindset. You're sort of so happy that you're getting through your fasting days. You just take a bit more care
the next day.
So you, it just sort of happens naturally. I think it's a really good thing. I just couldn't do it personally.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, I couldn't do it personally, but I agree. I think the studies kind of far outweigh all the other fatty diets that are out there.
Yeah.
Especially for men, there's some really good, amazing statistics about heart disease and how it can really lower that. So.
Yeah, I need to get my dad on it. My dad's a real, he does a month, and he's like, no carbs for a month, no alcohol for a month. Then he loses all this weight, and honestly, 5 minutes later, he's put the whole lot back on again, and then he goes back
to my brother-in-law. Yeah.
Actually, this would be brilliant for him. I didn't want to have suggested it. What's your regime, Chloe? You're very trim. Do you work out? Do you watch what you eat?
I eat... I love food. I do work out. I box.
Do you?
Not obviously professionally. Or, you know, I never go in a ring. It's women's boxing, so you box, you know.
Like K-box, can be.
Yeah, exactly. Not boxer size, though. My teacher would hate me to say it was boxer size. Yeah, it's quite...
What's boxer size?
Well, boxing to music and doing it just a sort of dance, but
like 80s aerobics.
Yeah. This is proper sparring with a teacher and learning
80s aerobics. Can we just talk about 80s aerobics for a second? I mean, how... Jane Fonda, do you remember the days? Yeah. I remember doing a Jane Fonda... In the common room at school, doing a Jane Fonda exercise video.
Feel the burn. Do you remember that? Yeah. She got into real trouble for feel the burn.
Did she?
Yes, because it's not meant... You're not... Well, back then, you weren't meant to feel burn.
You weren't meant to feel anything. You were meant to
be a pretty bitch, aren't you?
What a waste of time that was. Anyway, so, back to your boxing.
Yes, so I box...
Not boxer size.
Not boxer size. Boxing, and which is, you know, mostly fitness, and then a bit of boxing on the end. When it comes to eating, I'm pretty healthy. I have one rule, which is that I don't eat after 7:30.
That's because you're getting ready for bed.
I'm getting ready for bed. I eat really early, and then...
Do you eat with your children?
I eat with the children, and then I have a cup of herbal tea. But I think my body is better not having food after a certain time. When I go out for dinner and we eat at 9 o'clock, I'm really uncomfortable for the rest of the evening. So I think my body just works better eating early, and then I get up early and have a bowl of bircher.
I think I'm so...
Are you just ravenous in the morning?
Yeah, but I really go tuck into that bircher, and it's full of nuts, and I think that's coming up.
It is. And do you try and cook healthy for your children? Do you try and educate them about food?
Yes, yes. So my husband's a bit of a foodie.
Is he?
And he loves cooking, and we've always brought them up eating quite flavoured food. Lots of garlic, lots of coriander. They resist it and moan all the time. But I don't care. Yeah, I think you've got to. I think the minute you start making 5 different meals to please, you know, it's a nightmare. So, you know, even Charlie has to eat things with nutmeg in them, and he says, "Mummy, this tastes funny." And I say, "Yeah, but it's really good for you, and you've got to learn to love it." And they do eventually.
And how do you feel about them eating things like fish fingers? Some people are... Cocoa Pops, or are you sort of...
I'm not very... When it comes to cereal, sugary cereals, where I'm a little bit of a fascist, I must be honest, they have to eat a proper breakfast, whether that's toast or Weetabix is my kind of middle ground. But no sugary cereals.
And do you let them have crisps or sweets?
Yes. I think you have. You know, I've got a 12-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old. There's absolutely no way of controlling that. The 12-year-old gets herself to school and back, and I know she stops by the corner shop and buys sweets, as you know, there's nothing I can do about that. And I do take them crisps for an after-school snack. So, yeah, I think everything, you know, have a balance.
In moderation.
And I think if you restrict them...
Then when they have it, they get a really bad kind of attitude towards it. They think like crisps are really naughty or sweets, like that's not a good message.
I think that's about I agree.
About food. You need to
so I think by
it.
Saying no sugary cereal in the morning,
then
you've still got a little bit of room for after-school snacks. But if it was constant, it would be too much.
Yeah, agreed. So, Chloe, from where I'm sitting, I can tell that those 10.5 hours a night you're getting, that means you're seeping your way to better skin. But we wrote a piece on 10 ways to wake up the better skin, because, you know, all the skincare in the world is well and good. Actually, apparently there are other things you do that can have an effect on how your skin looks. Yep. I'm a bit sceptical about this. Silk pillowcase. People always talk. Really?
I have one.
Really?
They are heaven.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
I can't go back to normal now. They're so scrunchy.
I have one, but I never use it because I just can't. can't be bothered with the like washing it separately. And
oh, I just wash it. Stick it in.
Yeah, silk. Yeah. I always wash silk. I always put silk in a washing machine.
But at a high temperature.
Yeah, I mean, mine looks awful.
And do you just have your one? Does your husband have a cotton one?
He has silk as well. But we don't have silk bed sheets or anything. It's just silk pillowcases. I think I must have read something and thought, oh, let's try that. And actually, we both quite like the feeling of being on silk, so it's stuck.
Well, apparently it's brilliant. Ginger Lily, who are the company in the UK that's sort of renowned for their silk pillowcases, they apparently Kate Winslet is a fan. She's got pretty good skin, hasn't she? She's also not too skinny. That's a real giveaway. I think, you know, if your face is too thin,
and that's my feeling as I get older, we lose this bit here.
Yeah.
And the thinner you are, the older you look.
Yeah. There are no wrinkles on a peach, someone said to me. No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Remember that, but lots on a prune, you know.
And, isn't that the phrase though? It's your arse, your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to pick one.
Oh, really?
When you're
going. I'd pick an arse over a face.
Yeah.
I'd rather fit my jeans, I think. But yeah, it's a good point, isn't it? I did see Liz Hurley. I was in the gym this morning, and Liz Hurley was on Sky News. God knows why.
I feel like you had too much. She was in your gym.
Get me excited.
No, that would be exciting. I'd have told you by now. but she was on the news. She was on Sky News. And I did look up and think she looked very good. But she must be getting on.
She looks
good. And I did think she looked great. And I did look at her and think, you're not too skinny. Yeah. And actually, probably in real life, she's really skinny. Mm. But on TV, I just thought she looked great. And actually, she's not a complete wave, is she? So it's probably doing her.
She's very toned, isn't she? Like, she's got her swimwear range and she's always in bikinis.
Anyway, so silk pillowcase. I need to get a silk pillowcase.
Try it.
This one also really resonated with me. Cleansing when you get home.
Yeah, so I agree.
If you get home at 6 and go to bed at 11, obviously not a problem for you, Chloe. That's 5 more hours of grime on your face. And that's true. Yes. I put my makeup on sometimes at 7 a.m. before I get the children to school, and then I go to bed at 10:30, 11, and I've still got the same makeup on my face. That's a bit gross, isn't it?
The other thing I found, so I had a cartilage piercing a couple of weeks ago.
A what?
Cartilage piercing.
Oh, I see.
Which has meant that I have to sleep on my back because my ear is quite sore, and I always sleep on my side, but I'm forced to sleep on my back, and I wake up with less of a sort of pillow face. I don't have roadmaps on my chest like I usually do. And I've really noticed in the morning I look much better. I think sleeping on our side is really bad for us.
Well, this is a thing, apparently, that one should sleep on one's back. I can't sleep on my back.
Well, I can only do it when I'm forced to, but it's really hard to keep yourself on.
But you're not meant to when you're pregnant.
No, I sit on my side.
Always. Oh, right, and that's good.
No, you're supposed to sleep on your back, aren't you?
No, you're supposed to sleep on your side, because I always wake up on my back and think, oh,
it cuts
off your, on my side. Yeah,
it's your blood supply.
Yeah, it's something to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
when the baby's sleep on your when left. The baby's big enough.
So we ran a piece on what 100 calories of nuts really looks like. I really wanted to know this. I think I asked Tor to write this because I'm terrible with nuts. Once I start, I literally can't stop. It's like Pringles, isn't it? Can't stop. Mm. And I thought this was quite a handy guide. Are you a nut eater?
I am.
Well, yes, they're in your birchet.
Yeah, and we really pack it full. I know they're calorific, but I think it's the benefits are outweighed by, that is outweighed by the benefits of them. They're good for your skin, it's good fat, and I'd rather be eating that than, a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah, and they keep you fuller, I think.
Yeah.
If you have some nuts in the morning,
definitely.
Then I started eating peanut butter in the morning about a year ago, and I used to, honestly, 2 hours later I'd be starving. And I exercise in the morning, so I do get hungry, and it's just just eating peanut butter has just changed that so much. So I think it does fill you up. But still, I was pleased to see that there are 30 pistachios.
Yeah,
in
100
calories.
You get 77 pine nuts.
I can't believe that's right.
They're tiny. They're tiny, aren't they? They are small.
Yeah, but pine nuts always surprise me if you look on the pack how high in fat. Maybe it's the fat, not the calories.
Yeah, not the calories.
Is everyone here nut eaters?
Sometimes. Yeah. I should probably eat more nuts.
I think so too. I often get a bag of popcorn and think, that would be much better if it was some nuts.
Some pistachios with a glass of wine.
Pistachios
are good. Brazil nuts are very good for you.
Yeah, but you can only have like two.
They are kind of boring. They're a little bit cardboard, three. But they're very good.
Three.
See, I like my nuts like roasted, salted, everything. Yeah, my stepdad started having unsalted nuts. I'm like, what's the point of that?
Oh, I quite like an unsalted cashew nut. Yeah,
a cashew. Yeah, in a salad. That's good. Yeah. A bit of pomegranate and a few cashew nuts can get away with anything, I think. So let's talk about fashion. As we have you here, we have to quiz you on all things fashion. Let's start with the aviator coats. We ran a piece last week on 15 aviator coats on the high street because the acne version is pretty dreamy. But I think it's now about £2,000, is that right?
It is.
I remember when the first acne aviator coat came out. I'm looking at you, Laura, because I know this was quite a few years ago.
Well, we were just saying, how long has it been? It must have been over a decade.
It's got to be about 10
years. But it was about 800 quid. £2,000. I mean, forget it. Some amazing ones on the high street. Would you wear an aviator?
I don't think they suit me. I love them on others. I kind of wish I was taller and able to wear them. They seem to drown me.
But you wear one that looks great on you.
Yeah, I kind of am with you though. I think I bought it just because I'm not really doing much shopping at the moment. I was just like, oh, I want a coat. So I went and bought it. But I kind of know what you mean. It does drown me. But I went for a shorter.
Yeah, yours is slightly more cropped.
Yeah, shorter one. And I think if you wear it with skinny trousers.
You should try the shorter ones.
Yeah.
They've always been quite
long. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I'll give that a go.
Give it a go.
Aviators.
So I bought one from Zara. Well, I tried on the acne one and didn't want to take it off in the shop, but I had to. And so I found one in Zara that looks quite similar, but I bought size extra large so that it looked a bit more acne. And some people have confused it with it. But now I have seen about three different people that's on the tube and the street like wearing the same one. Yeah.
Well, I might go and have a look.
Wearing the same one and it just pisses me off. Like, I just feel like everyone is wearing them and now I don't want to wear
them. They are, but they're such a classic. It's just like that. They're just cool.
It's like leather jacket.
It is.
Just put a white t-shirt underneath and you just
make it. Wearing on a tube pair, it's just like three girls in the same jacket. It's
like this jumper. What I was going to say about an aviator jacket is we kind of talk about the death of the skinny. I still love a skinny jean. I was wearing a skinny jean yesterday. But I do think an aviator jacket looks better than a skinny jean.
I completely agree.
And so.
It's a bit narrow on the bottom.
It's a bit Top Gun if you put it with like a mom jean or a Levi's 501.
Yeah. If you've got heels, they could good if you're like tall, but
just all blacks cool, I think.
Let's talk about hiking boots. Where do you stand on hiking boots? Because this is a big trend this season.
Yeah.
And for anyone who can't envisage what we're talking about, they're the sort of shearling lined, eyelet detailed, chunky. I mean, they're a bit sort of combat booty.
A bit sort of Timberland.
Yeah, they're a bit black Timberland.
So I can't cope with Timberland talking about it. It really distresses me. I mean, where is it going to end? We're going to be wearing buffalo boots before we know it.
We've got puffer jackets back. What's next?
Not for our age, but like, kids love buffalo.
Buffalo.
That's
in
that 90s.
Yeah.
That's
platforms. I have to say, I never had buffalo boots. Yeah, lots of my year had them, and I never liked them. I always thought they looked ridiculous. But I mean, they were huge. Anyway, Timberlands. I do keep seeing people, you know, influencers wearing Timberlands. Where do you stand on those, Chloe?
They don't feel very me.
Yeah.
So what about these hiking boots? What do we call them? Is that what we call them? Luxury Hiker, the Ruston Bromley one is called. They're actually quite nice. Well, Chloe calls them lace-up velvet boots. Velvet ankle boots, waterproof boots. Anyway, that's what they are. What do you think?
They're probably very, very practical.
If it snows.
Yeah.
In London.
Yeah. Why can't your... I mean, I do actually have a pair of hiking boots, but they are for when practical we go to Scotland and we go hiking. I'm not sure I'd wear them day to day.
No. I mean, they slightly resemble what I wore when I was in the desk.
I kind of know what you mean. I actually tried... I thought I really wanted some, and I tried some on the other day, and I was like, I don't know about these. They're just... I think if you're really into fashion, I imagine Charlotte would make a pair look...
Amazing.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's got those sort of core boots. You know the ones I mean.
They're a bit like Dr. Martini.
But they're a bit like core. I mean, they're like army boots.
Yeah.
They're like what we used to wear in the cadets.
Yeah.
With our...
Combat trousers.
Anyway. Mustard. Are you into mustard?
Yes, I am actually. I didn't think I was. And then I put it on and thought, actually, it's more flattering than I imagined it would be. I have mustard shoes. In fact, I think they're included. The Zara.
Oh, yes, the Zaps.
Zara pointed flats, and yes. I have a mustard tote, which, and both things, I think, because they're not, I'm not wearing them, you know,
right next to my face. Yeah.
They're a really nice pop of colour when I'm, you know, everything else is monochrome. It's a good colour.
Are you a colour person?
Yes, I am. I love wearing red. I wear lots of red, pink. I think day-to-day I'm quite monochrome, so I tend to accessorise with colour.
So talk us through your day-to-day wardrobe. What are you generally
in? Jeans girl.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where do you buy your jeans?
All over the shop. Literally, high street, designer. I'm a bit of a jeans addict.
Are you? And if you're going to buy them on the high street?
So Mango and H&M are my two
favourite.
Yeah, H&M, I have lots of H&M jeans.
And what are you wearing with your jeans? You're wearing a white shirt today.
Yes, a nice knit, cashmere. I'm a bit of a cashmere fan. You know, it depends what I'm doing. If it's just being a mum, it's trainers and a knit. And if I'm going somewhere, I'll dress up a bit.
And what about at school? What's your... I mean, it's a bit of a sort of cliché question to ask you, but what's your school run get up?
If I've been out in the day and I'm smart and I'm wearing heels, I'll always take them off and put a pair of trainers on for school run. I never do the school run in heels, although...
Why? Because you think people are going to judge you?
I just like to feel like I'm fitting in. And, you know, the majority of people are wearing trainers on the school run. I don't want to feel out of place.
And what's it like at school doing what you do? Are you conscious of it?
A little bit. I know that there are mums at school who follow me. I give a lot away on Instagram and my stories, so there's a lot of my personal life that is exposed. So that can feel a bit strange, because I think, oh, you know what I said last night about that. But, you know, I think you just have to block that out and carry on.
And did they ask you about it, or do they pretend that they've just...
Most of them pretend that they haven't watched it, but I can see they have.
It's funny that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. Indeed. I would prefer it if they just said, I watched your story and I saw you had that issue with you, blah, and then you can have a chat about it.
Yeah. Agreed. It's a women thing. I think it's interesting, because it's not very supportive.
No.
And I find it a weird quality. Yeah. And I get that quite a lot. And I'm sure you...
I think lots
you get
of
it.
Women pretend to be supportive of other women, and they like to think that they are, but reality they're really not.
No. Yeah. I know, it's a shame. It's a shame. I think it's a real...
And I think this job in particular, that really exposes that side of women. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
There is an element of... I don't want to admit I've seen what you did last night in your bathroom or whatever cream you're putting on your face, because then I feel like I'm intruding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I completely understand. It is a little bit Big Brother at times. And, you know.
But I think there are, it's much better to acknowledge it and go, oh, yeah, I follow you. Yeah. I really like what you do. Or, you know, it doesn't need to be this great big, fan thing. But no. I know it's a funny dynamic.
Well, there, you know, it's balanced with lots of people who do come up to me and say, oh, I follow you, and that's lovely.
I'm sure you get that once.
Yeah, I sometimes get, I saw you today on Oxford Street after the event, and I say, can you just say hello next time? What was I doing? Yeah. Was I picking my pants out my bum?
I'm like, that's so cool.
Just say hi.
Yeah.
And let's just go back to fashion. What other trends this season are you... following in particular?
I'm all over checks. I love the new checks that are coming in. I think the check blazers, I've actually just bought a pair of checked trousers, which I love. Getting me out of my jeans, which is very good, good thing. A statement boot. Just bought a pair of red boots.
Have you?
Yes, very
pointed.
Pointed. Not. I didn't think I was going to go there. And then they won me over.
Little kitten heel.
Little kitten heel, suede. Red River Island, £60.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sock, really, like a sock boot?
Not a sock boot.
Okay,
no,
just like
actually, River Island has got some great things at the moment.
Yeah, you've got to be a bit selective.
Yeah, you've got to have an eye, or use Sherlock or influencers like you. But yeah, they've got some great buys. Those t-shirts, they're Gucci copies. Yeah, aren't they? They look cool. Anything else?
Just spotted floral maxis.
Floral maxis.
Yes. I do like a floral maxi. I particularly love the one you're wearing today.
Thank you.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. And yeah, it's just nice to do a bit of floral in the winter, isn't it?
Get out of trousers.
And get out of trousers. Yeah. And you can wear them with long boots, sock boots if you want, ankle boots if that's your look. You know, I think anything goes in terms of footwear. Trainers.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Let's talk a bit more about you and your background and how you've become this influencer that you are. What's your career history? Where did you start out?
So I worked in TV,
right.
In human resources and talent management for 17 years. So 17 years, one company, decided I was approaching 40, had three kids, and I thought, actually, I need to stop and have a change. It's been too long, and I need to spend some time with my kids. So I resigned and then thought, what can I do to keep myself feeling connected to the world? I'm so used to being with people. Every day I would interview, you know, 15 people a day, talk to people, find out about them, and I thought, I can't just go home and be a mum and stop doing that. I need people in my life. And social media was a way of carrying on that connection with people, of, you know, like-minded people, women that loved fashion, that were mums, had similar interests to me.
And this was in what year?
So this was, well, the blog is 2 years in December. So
yeah. Is that all?
Yeah.
It's quick.
Yeah.
No way, I'm really surprised to hear that. Yeah. So you gave up your career when?
So I finished in December of 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And then went straight into the blog.
And blog before Instagram?
Simultaneously, but yeah, I guess back then I had more time for the blog itself. So that became my little hub of creativity. And then Instagram and the engagement on there kind of took over. So now the blog is twice a week, if I can.
And do you make a living from being an influencer, running a blog?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm full-time with the kids, so I have to fit it in their school hours. So I'm not making a huge living.
But you've got this
but
time.
I'm not paying for childcare. So the bit that I do earn is, you know, it's very nice, and actually... probably, you know, just as good as the salary I was earning after 17 years of being in TV. So it's worked out from that point of view.
And why do you think it has worked out? Why do you think you've got such... Because you've really got a loyal following,
yeah,
really engaged
loyal.
Following, and you're so popular. Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
You're lovely and normal, and we can all tell why that is, but...
I think I'm myself, and always have been, and... I really love the engagement side of things. I love... That's what makes this job so interesting and fulfilling, is that I engage with people outside of the squares through stories every day. And I think...
Outside of the squares?
So not on the actual feed.
I love it. I'm just getting on the jargon now.
So, yeah, my stories are kind of what I think... I love stories. That's what I'm all
so
about.
So do I. I don't even look at feeds
no,
now.
No, I think just... stories have taken over. Mm. And, you know, it's the real you, and it's not a pretty picture that's been edited. And it's raw, it's you, it's your personality that could come across. And I think if you're yourself and, I don't know, people connect with you, that, you know, they might talk about you to their friends, and that grows the following.
You take a photo of a jumper or your red boots, and then that brand.
And then they'll get based on their feed.
So, do you take your own outfit photos? Or do you have that Instagram husband?
No, sadly, I don't. No, he's rubbish. I do. I take all my own photographs with
self timer.
No, not self timer. So my camera connects to my phone, other way around, and the phone, I control it with a live view, so I can see what I'm looking at in the phone, and then click the button.
That's incredible.
The photo.
We're learning all the tricks.
Right? Yeah, that is. Yeah. That's impressive.
What does your husband think of you?
Oh, I think he's quite proud. I think he's pleased that, you know, it's worked out and that I'm happy. I think it's quite nerve-wracking after 17 years of working in an office with lots of people to just stop and then have nothing. And if you like work, you know, you want something other than just picking up and dropping off. If that's your bag,
yeah.
You know? And it was for me, so it's. I think he's proud.
Oh, and how do you describe your style?
I've had to think about this for something else recently, and it took me a while to get there. But I think it's fairly classic, feminine, and quite relaxed. And I try to, you know, I try to have a little nod to a trend. Too much of a nod.
So your nod today has got to be your shoes. Right?
Yes, I guess.
Can we just talk about the shoes? Can you just show us the shoes? We can't show people watching
shoes.
So they're the Chanel inspired shoes,
yeah.
And they are just completely fabulous.
Yeah,
Where are they from?
They're from Office.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they new?
They are new for me, or in terms
in,
of Office. I think they've just sold out. I don't know how long they've been around. I've basically I'm turning 40 in 2 weeks, and I decided...
So you had children young.
I started at 28, yeah. So I've decided I'm going to self-gift, having just had a very lavish birthday party in Ibiza from my husband. I thought I'm going to self-gift with a pair of Chanel shoes. So I did a bit of research of, you know, Chanel shoes, because that's what I'm buying myself for my birthday. And I came across these, and I thought, actually, maybe I should just give them a go.
The money.
While I'm saving up, let's see how they work in my wardrobe. I'm not going to get the slingbacks, not these. But
they're great. Nice. Love them.
Thank you.
So what are your favourite high street brands?
Mango, Zara, H&M, Topshop, I think.
And are you, like, percentage-wise, every day, how much are you high street?
Quite a lot. I think shoes and bags I tend to splurge, and coats, I'd like a good coat. And the rest I try and keep high street.
And what are you, so you're a Chanel girl?
Chloe, Chanel, I mean, you know, inspirational, aspirational. although I do have a pair of Chloe boots.
I was going to say, what have been your best buys? If you were going to say, so I'm presuming they're the Susannas, but yeah. I think I've seen you in a picture of the Chloe Susannas.
Best buy, I would say, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Most money I've ever spent on anything myself, but I've worn them to death, so they were a good splurge purchase. Yeah.
Anything else you would say if you want to invest?
Well, I really do think handbags, because I think they last forever and they're fairly timeless.
Yeah.
If you go high end, I think you can use them for years, and you know, hopefully pass them on to my girls one day.
I'm sure they will. I keep saying to my husband, you know, I do need to build up my collection of bags, and I have two daughters. Yeah. You know, it's got to be
very important.
Well, that's it for this week. Chloe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We love following you, and I'm sure that following is only going to grow and grow and grow. And yeah, you're so normal and likeable, and
thank
I know
you.
That's what we all love you. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this week. If you have any feedback, then do email podcast@sharedarts.com, and if you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review and subscribe on iTunes. See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true. Baby, it's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.